Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, haven't you been paying attention? The American way is now being converted to a way of the foreigners. I mean, we've been watching politicians and preachers from the pulpits in America do this for decades. I mean, just think about it. I mean, now they're speaking Spanish on national radio. So, in other words, the message is that Americans, you need to learn their language. It reminds me of the people that are coming from the Middle East. I mean, we're not called to stand for who we are under God and the Constitution. No, we're to convert to the way that they live concerning their culture. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Outside of the fact that every president, as usual, they say the right thing. In many cases, they do the wrong things. But I go back to Theodore Roosevelt, who said, every immigrant who comes here should be required within 5 years to learn English or leave the country. It's that simple. It's called a simulation, folks. You convert to our way of life. I mean, we are the light on a hill. We're the greatest country in the world. And it's, what's crazy about it, folks, is most Americans aren't even paying attention to the fact that they're changing everything through the subversive narrative through the mainstream media. I mean, my goodness, folks. Now we have the useful idiots talking Spanish for the people that are coming in America illegally for free stuff. We played a video for you on Friday, and the illegal immigrants said that the borders were wide open. Everybody knows the borders are open, and we come here for free stuff. Yep. And guess who's giving away free stuff? Your politicians, as they're stealing your money to give to them, folks. Alluring them into your country. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, read it when you get a moment. Hey, folks, here's the deal. This is so coined so well, I have to repeat it. I really do. Reality cannot be ignored except at a price. Now, listen, it doesn't matter if you agree with it or not. If it's true, it's going to stand. It's like what Augustine said. The truth is like a lion. It doesn't need to be defended. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. That's right. But with that said, friends, reality cannot be ignored except at a price. You can keep your head in the sand all day long if you want to, but there's still going to be a price to pay to regain back what it is that you lost. Okay? Reality cannot be ignored except at a price, and the longer the ignorance is persisted in by the people of that nation, the higher and the more terrible becomes the price that must be paid to restore it. That's right. That's exactly right. And folks, we are in those days today. Those that, you just heard the mainstream media just shooting from the hip right now. Did you hear what the useful idiots said, these subversives? Through the mainstream media, through conservative news outlets, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, people are now seeking the Democratic Party. They're not seeking the Republicans for the right answers anymore. As if to suggest once again for the millionth time, as if to suggest the Republicans or the Democrats exist constitutionally. Read Article 4, Section 4. Now we're going to what they want us to believe that we're going to. Now we're going to what they have set up as the left, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Now we're going to the left for the answers because the right's no longer giving them to us. Does anybody understand this is confusion by design? Daniel 9:7. And yet, this is what you're hearing all day long through the mainstream media. I can't even comprehend what people don't comprehend. Really, there is no better way to say it than the way I just said it, because I don't get what people don't get. I mean, again, we have eyes, but do we not see? We have ears, do we not hear? Absolutely, we see and we hear. But that was a question that was proposed by the Lord continuously through the prophets and through the Christ. Read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment. Reality cannot be ignored except at a price, and the longer the ignorance is persisted in, and let me tell you, it is being persisted in a big way, especially for them and from them that call themselves to be the good guys, the right, the conservatives, the patriots, and or the confessed Christians. Okay? The higher and the more terrible becomes the price that must be paid. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, one of the things that we've done over the last couple years, namely through the pandemic, is we warn people over and over and over and over again. We warned them before they even started passing out the vaccinations. We knew that the pill in the jam through the pandemic or plandemic was they're going to push us to the vaccinations. They're going to corral us in. And it's exactly what they did. They started out with just wear a mask, as you all well know. Then it went to, you know, just take a test. Then it went from just take a test to, you know what, you're going to take a vaccination. And then all of a sudden we felt the totalitarian, authoritarian government in play, using scare tactics to, again, drive people to the hospital to get them. But what's sad about all of this is we told people over and over and over again. We warned them. Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter. We warned them over and over and over again not to do it. 94% of the people didn't and don't believe the mainstream media until the media said, go get your shot. And how many of them were afraid? So because out of their fear, they showed you who they served, namely the government and corruption within government, not considering the source. And what did they do? Well, right on cue, they went to the hospital and they got their shots, didn't they? Yep. On top of the statistics that we've shared with you 1,000 times over the last 3 years, 1,323 athlete cardiac arrests with serious issues, 900 dead after COVID injections. This is on top of all of the other statistics, folks, that we have been given to you over the last 3 years. Okay. Now we're being told by treasonous, and we all know he's committed the act of treason. Don't sit back and act like he's now going to tell you the truth. Okay. John 8:44. But treasonous Joe Biden now wants you to believe that it's all over with. It's all over with. It just, voila, they're done. Doesn't exist anymore. But now we're starting to see all of the adverse side effects, and they want you to act like many do, folks, like many do in this country. They go out, they get the shot. Like I was speaking to somebody just the other day, out of experience, having a conversation, and this individual that I thought better of concerning the fact that he wouldn't take these experimental jabs, went and did it, and then he told me out of the side of his mouth this last weekend that ever since that he has taken that shot, he has a hard time walking across the yard. We're going to come right back to that. I got to cover a little bit more on that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to put this in context, so I was just highlighting the fact that we've been warned. And I'm putting this up against the fact that you can go ahead and keep your head stuck in the sand all that you want to, but the reality is there's a lot of truth out there many people don't want to accept. And it's going to roll right over you sooner or later. Reality can be ignored except at a price. Okay? And the longer the ignorance is persisted in, the higher and the more terrible becomes the price that must be paid. How many times did Jesus tell us to beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrines of the religious hypocrites, and of those in government, the Herodians? And I'm going to make it applicable to this, Matthew 15:14, where it tells us, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And the blind, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Yep. In many cases, many are going to suffer adverse side effects. On Friday's show, I highlighted the fact that I could go on social media platforms right now at any given time, and young people, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, people that you know of, because they've been in the limelight over the last how many decades, are just falling over dead. And the people in this country have the audacity to sit back and say, what's going on? What happened? We have no idea. Yet we've continuously reiterated in highlighting the points of Big Pharma and those that have sold you these lies. Again and again and again, decade after decade after decade, crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis, and there's going to be another crisis. Why? Because of the people that ignore the reality of the situation for what it is. I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment, I know somebody, I had a conversation this last week. Someone that I thought better of, that would have had enough common sense not to go along with it. And it surprised me when I found out that he did. He went out, he went and took the experimental jab. Shortly thereafter, in passing, this is the second time he's told me this, he goes, Bradley, I can barely even walk across the yard. I'm thinking to myself, that must be a mild adverse side effect. Because I know that people are going blind. I know people are going blind, folks. I know people that have, and I'm talking about through national media, I've seen people that have had their parts amputated from their legs, cardiac arrest, you name it. And folks, I hate to tell you this, but I got to tell you this, and I got to show this to you, because this is almost the unthinkable. Now, we know that it's set up to basically make it so you can't have children. That's one of the side effects. And we know that that's what it's aimed at, because this is a genocide. Just ask Bill Gates once again. Okay? Now, with that said, friends, I just came across an individual who was highlighting the fact. Oh, my gosh. I really honestly hate bringing this kind of stuff up, because it's just to the extreme of how do you help people that don't help themselves, right? Well, now, folks, now what's happening is men are having problems, serious problems with their genitalia. No joke. mRNA vaccine adverse events include severe injuries to the male appendage. Okay? This is if they're not dying. We also have, and again, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is going on. The pandemic, as they say, Joe Biden and Big Pharma and those that are in cahoots, Isaiah 28, with this covenant of hell that will be disannulled either in this life or in the next. That's up to you, Americans. Said it's all over with. Well, it's not all over with, because we're seeing severe injuries and severe side effects, adverse side effects concerning these experimental jabs. Okay, I want to go over and I want to show you a lady that was highlighted, and I'm only going to go for about a minute, and I'm going to let her tell her story really quick, because she at least admits as to where this is coming from. I was having a conversation with somebody right before the show, and they were talking about, you know, this is sad, this is too bad, so on and so forth, and it's like, wait a second. Yeah, it is. Nobody wishes this on anybody. But Americans, when are you going to figure out that you have been playing yourselves as the little pawn on the board for ill-designing men to push you around, to corral you, to deceive you, to lie to whatever the case is, folks, to rape you physically, I'm talking about monetarily, whatever the case might be. How many times do you need to be lied to before you wake up? And again, we've all heard that saying, you know, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me for taking you at face value again. And again, that's what goes back to the number of 94% of the American people saying, we don't believe the media. You don't believe the media until you get a little afraid. And what's interesting, I can show you who you serve by what you're afraid of. And that's diabolical, that's not healthy, that's not the Holy Ghost. When we serve the Lord, which is the beginning of the wisdom, that is not a diabolical fear. We're not terror-stricken. That's a filial fear. That's as a son to a father or a daughter to a father. And that's who we serve. And that's who we're going to serve by the grace of God until we take our last breaths. So let me get over to this lady and let me have her share her story with you as to what just recently took place with her. And it's not funny, I feel for her, but the fact of the matter is she's got eyes, but she didn't want to see. She has ears, but did she want to hear?
Am I allowed to say the V word on TikTok? Because I'm just about to, and we're just going to see how that goes. Vaccine. Let's talk about
vaccine.
So in 2020, I had just won a fitness competition. I had maybe had a small patch of eczema on my hand, maybe my inner arm here, and that was it. Never on my face. Never, ever, ever, ever. I had my eczema so well under control for 29 years that at that point, I was not actively working with a dermatologist. But let me tell you this. After every vaccine shot, and I had three, my eczema got worse. And I'm not saying that the vaccine triggered my TSW. I think it was a full, perfect storm, clusterfuck of things that happened to me. So as my skin got worse, I get told that I need to go see a dermatologist.
Yep.
So I go to the dermatologist.
Creating dependency for Big Pharma once again. She's almost hinting at the fact that she's not blaming the vaccine, but she is, and she says it at the very end of this.
The dermatologist prescribes me stronger and stronger creams. He says, oh my God, you're worsening eczema. You need to go on Cyclosporin. You need to go on methotrexate. These are drugs for people that are undergoing cancer treatments, and I was putting it in my body and just blindly doing what the doctors are telling me.
Blindly doing what the doctors are telling me. Keep that in mind.
Fast forward to January of 2022, I'm going full-blown TSW withdrawals. I was shaking cold. I couldn't regulate my heat. I was oozing metallic liquid out of my skin. I was gaining weight even though I wasn't eating. I literally just enjoyed myself last night and had crispy cauliflower, and this is what happened to me. So,
and now, folks, for those that cannot see this, go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that page. Go ahead and click onto the Rumble feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Mark 5:26 tells us in the King James Version, the woman that had the issue of blood and had suffered many things of many, many, many physicians and had spent all that she had and had spent all that she had. And Big Pharma in this country and on a global basis is doing their best to create dependence, are doing their best to create dependence, folks. And what does the Bible tell us? She had spent all that she had and nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. But who did she go to? She went to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. She understood Acts 10:28 for that very moment. And I'm going to go there just for a moment. And I'm thinking it's Acts 10:38. Forgive me. And what does it tell us? It tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And the woman in Matthew 5:26 was healed, wasn't she? Yep. And now we have a woman over here that needs to go to Jesus, and that's what we're doing here. But the fact of the matter is, she's got a little more to tell you concerning the side effects of these said experimental drugs.
Man, I can't even begin to tell you how upset I am. Holy hell. Do you know that I'm paying $1,164 on a medication called Dupixent? By the way, that's half off on a drug that I did not need prior to this, prior to the vaccines, prior to. Sorry, OMG.
Okay, so there you have it. I can't say any more because she starts to cuss a little bit here, and we're not going to put that on the radio. But here's the deal. This woman has blotches all over her face. She has dry skin all over her eyes, all over her neck. It looks like she's been burned is what it looks like she's been. And she said exactly what needed to be said. She didn't take one. She didn't take two. She took all three. Are things getting better? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. We're going to come right back, folks, and I'm here to tell you, they're not fighting against Biden. They're pushing his criminal agenda forward concerning illegal immigration. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is being remembered for her legacy of service to Great Britain. The Dean of Windsor also noting her calm and dignified presence during a committal service at Windsor Castle. Her Majesty's two beloved corgis and one of her ponies shared a bit of the spotlight on Monday as the funeral procession arrived at Windsor Castle. U.S. traffic deaths are at the highest since 2006. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths rose 0.5% in the first half of the year. Federal regulators say more drivers are engaged in unsafe behavior after pandemic lockdowns. A Memphis man is breaking his own record as the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yep. I want to slow my roll right now because, in all honesty, this is about you. And I have a friend on social media platforms right now, and I hope I'm okay to share some of the information. I won't say your name. But I just had somebody say that he's having a hard time hanging on. And I said back, you look to Christ. Listen to me, okay? I wasn't talked into Christianity, and I can't be talked out of it by a man, okay? I didn't receive the revelation from man, as Paul said in Galatians 1, I believe it's verse 8. I received it from Christ. Listen, he is who he says he is, my friend, but you need to meet him on his terms. His message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? And I want you to keep in mind, and I'm not going there, but if that's where we're going, I want to say suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. The Lord put these obstacles in front of us that we might overcome them by faith in him. Read 1 John chapter 5, okay? And Romans 8:37 tells us that we're more than overcomers through him that loved us. I want to share this, and I want to just stop right now because I want to offer hope in Christ just for a moment. And I want to give you a parable, an analogy, if you will, of Houdini. You guys all remember Houdini, right? He was the greatest escape artist in history. Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history, and several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, what he would do is shed his chains and escape. However, one time, Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. The people of the small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind him, and they left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. Why wouldn't the jail door open? Folks, after 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated and began to sweat really hard that his confidence began to waver. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted, that he collapsed and he fell up against the door. Listen to me, my hopeless friends. Now is the time to tie a knot and to hang on, but let it be that of Christ, who is the anchor of your soul. Listen carefully. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Did you know that the door swung wide open? You see, the officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that the door was locked, and in truth, it wasn't. It was never locked. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. He couldn't open up that prison door because of his locked-in mentality. And folks, we need to understand that Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, law to the proud, but we're going grace to the humble right now. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, saith Christ, for I am meek, that's power under control, and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I got to say this, folks, in all honesty, I can't tell you throughout my life, and I want to tell you that 99% of what I did wrong was self-inflicted. The 1% I'm laying to the responsibility of the church that never told me the difference. Christ is who he says he is. Meet him on his terms. My friend, my hopeless friend, put your faith in Christ. Meet him on his terms. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Exodus 20. Write this down. As you read Exodus 20, you're going to find that you've broken every single one of his laws. That drives you to the foot of the cross. Psalm 19:7 tells us that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. When you read the New Testament, it tells us in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by Christ. The law shows you that you are condemned. But as those that believe in the gospel, if I believe, I'm justified in what I believe. By grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. I've been in your position 1,000 times over, and I'm telling you this. He is who he says he is. You know, a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, I was highlighting the fact that there's people all day long, they listen to the mainstream media because a lot of it is all you can really get. We're inundated with their fear. We're inundated through their oppressive measures. We're inundated with their propaganda and their subversive measures every step of the way. And the first thing I thought of was that donkey that fell into a farmer's well and he couldn't get out. And what that donkey did is he kept crying out and crying out and crying out for someone to help him outside of that well that he just fell into. So what the farmer did is he came over and he looked down and he thought to himself, well, is this donkey really worth it? Because I don't see its value. So what he decided to do is go get all of his farmer buddies in his neighborhood, grab their shovels, come back, and take dirt and shovel it over the top of the donkey that was crying out for help. You know what that donkey did, my friend? And he does. He does. He gives us understanding to see it this way. He really does. For every scoop of dirt those farmers threw on that donkey's back, you know what he did? That donkey had enough common sense to shake off the dirt. The dirt would fall to the ground. And what that donkey did is he had enough common sense to use the dirt that they were throwing on his back to bury him, to use as stepping stones to walk out of that well. Folks, he is who he says he is. I can't say any more than he is who he says he is. The Lord said, it's going to be difficult. He said that we're appointed unto afflictions. He said that we're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But see, when we trust in him, he's the one that takes care of everything else when we do the works. And why do we do the works? Not to get saved. We do the works because we are saved. And it's a work of faith, and it's a labor of love. And that's exactly why we do the things that we do. And you, my friend, that just got done telling me about how hopeless you are, listen, you are worth it. We're broadcasting into 157 stations. The Lord wanted to stop this, and it's all eyes on you, my friend. You are the sparrow. You are the sparrow right now, and don't you ever forget that. Okay? To the whole world, it may not matter. You may be nobody to the whole world, but to the Lord, you are the whole world. You are that one sheep that the angels rejoice over because they have been reclaimed for His glory. Face Him off, even now. Go into your closet and cry out to the Lord, because you matter to me in a big way, let me tell you. For the sake of getting on to the next point here, folks, I got to hit some of this stuff. I'm going to take John from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How are you, Bradley?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Well, I just want to confirm you're right about Jesus is real and it's true. You know, I lost my wife and I lost my best friend last week, and it's been really tough for me this weekend, but I really believe this world's too far gone. I think we should just scrap the project and focus more on hanging on to the Lord, because He's doing things right now. I'm watching bad things and good things happen, and I'm watching, you know, the signature of God and the signature of the devil all over everything in a lot of people's lives, not just mine. I know people that are telling me about their children and young kids that are just shooting people and doing crazy things that they would never do before, and just everything's falling apart, and we're so far down into the rat hole we can't even get people to talk about Klaus Schwab and Donald Trump hanging out. I mean, this country, it is worth saving, yeah, but it cannot be saved, and the only thing that can be saved are our souls. And I just want to reiterate how important that it is to do that, because You know what they want to do, and look at how far in we are. I mean, we are in this thing so deep. I don't think we can get out, let alone save this place, you know. So God is working right now, and I just want to testify to that. I've seen some miracles, and I've seen some tragedy, you know, some of the biggest tragedies I've ever seen in my life in the last week, and some of the biggest miracles all at the same time. And I'm telling you now, it's happening and it's really working. And if you think it's a game and you think it's a joke, you just keep on playing. You just keep on going down that path, because it's not going to change. And the only thing that's going to be there that's solid is Christ. And people need to wake up and realize that, and stop messing with all these things that you're involved in and distracted with. I mean, all of it means nothing. And Bradley, I don't want to say anymore. I'm having a hard time. I'm going to have to go.
I appreciate it. Thank you, John, very much. Hey, folks, you know, and we're going to go with what's going on here, because we're not going to just divert from that. But this is happening all over the country. Here's the thing. Our help cometh from the hills. The Lord shut me up under the faith of Christ. For 10 months of my life, I was set apart, broken down and broken down and broken down. You know, you've heard the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm verse 51, verse 17. I think of Isaiah 66, verse 2. Also in Psalm 34. Folks, it's the contrite spirit. The Lord breaks the spirit so He can rebuild. He breaks you down to nothing to show you who He is. That's the process. And if we're in His hand, the Bible is clear in John 10 that no man is able to take them from our Father's hand. And I don't want to throw stuff out as speculative. I don't want to play the religious games by saying, you know what, you are here for a reason. But let me tell you something. This is a prophetic ministry. And for real, you are here for a reason. And I cannot reiterate the point. If my message was just this, look to the cross. Look to the cross, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. Look to Jesus Christ, that's all I need to say. The Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. And that's who He is. Stick to the Word. Okay? Stick to the Word. He shows up. Charles Spurgeon, Martin Luther, the great reformer, are the ones that are responsible for saying, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. This is a perfect time for you hopeless ones to turn your face towards the Lord and seek Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ageman, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gosh, really, 582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, I don't spend a lot of time on this. We're not a begging ministry. We never have been. But you do support keeping us out there, for the record, okay? And the Lord loves cheerful givers, period. But this comic book right here is my testimonial. And for all of those that may claim, and I say this, how do I say this? I say this with all sincerity in my heart. For those that have had a hard time of it, read this. This will make you a lot, feel a lot better about things. It's a comic book that I had Danny Bulinati do. He was an artist for Marvel Comics and DC Comics, and it's a couple hundred pages. And then at the very end of it, educates too. But it's an extraordinary testimonial. As our friend John from Missouri just called in, you know, every step of the way concerning this fatherless kid, I can see his fingerprints all over every scenario, in the sense of sparing me from myself. And the Lord didn't lead me into sin. He chastised it out of me because he loved me, right? The Lord chastises those that he loves, and it tells us in Revelation 3, as many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. It also tells us in Psalm 119, that's coming to my aid even now, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. The Lord is the one that afflicts you, folks, and those are spiritual lessons. And that is the love of the Lord to chastise his children. Also read Hebrews 12, the whole of the chapter. And why is it that he chastises us? That we might be profiteers of what? His holiness. Okay? The Lord chastises us. He afflicts us, not because he hates us, but because he loves us. Okay? Period. I have to hit this for the sake of the rest of the show here. They are not fighting him. Last week we spent a little time on DeSantis, entertaining his blind sheep, Matthew 15:14. And Abbott's doing the same thing. And it's interesting that as his and their followers, both Abbott and DeSantis' followers, they're entertained by the governors of those states that are actually importing those illegals into other cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and the list goes on. Well, can I just ask somebody something here that maybe you can answer? 1-866-582-9933. At the end of the day, whose agenda is being pushed forward? For those that have been entertained by DeSantis, he's a liar. What he says and what he does, just like Trump, are two different stories. He's entertaining his support base, and then yet he's got the audacity, like he did this morning, to send me another fleece. Well, see, if you look at this on social media platforms, he's talking about making America great again. Okay? And then if you look here, he's raising money. He's fleecing the flock. While he's fleecing you, friends, and telling you that he's making America great again like Donald Trump did and Ronald Reagan did, keep in mind he's taking those illegals, rather than deporting them, he's importing them into America. And again, somehow or another, the conservatives of the day are entertained by DeSantis, not realizing what he's doing is completely illegal. Completely illegal. Like I said last week, like some of you ignorants, some of you constitutionally and biblically illiterates, for a better way of saying it, you thought it was okay for him to go ahead and import the illegals rather than deport them, suggesting that the governor doesn't have the authority to deport them, but he's got the authority to import them. Yep, you can't make it up, folks. That's how ignorant these people have become. Well, guess what, friends? NPR, of all people, listen to your enemies sometimes, friends. Flying migrants to Massachusetts was political critics say. But was it legal? Absolutely not, it wasn't legal. If you go ahead and you check out 8 U.S. Code 1325, it's called illegal entry. And again, it's 8 U.S.C. Code 1325, and it makes it a crime to unlawfully enter into the United States of America. And it's interesting because it applies to people who do not enter with proper inspection at a port of entry, such as those who enter between ports of entry, and they're doing it illegal. But I guess because now DeSantis and Abbott think it's funny to bust them into the United States of America, they can't see that they're actually, in fact, pushing Joe Biden's agenda forward. They're not, folks, they have the same jersey on. They're not at war with each other. If that was the case, why is it that nobody has drawn up the articles of impeachment? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Why is it that these governors do nothing more than play with the freedoms of the American people by endangering the lives of the American people who, in fact, are blindly following along DeSantis and Abbott? They're endangering the lives of those that are supporting these clowns in the circus of politics, and it's exactly what they're doing. Okay, I want you to listen to this really quick. This is the said governor, lieutenant governor from the state of Texas, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say here, okay? It's just absolute ignorance.
That changes the Constitution is very serious business. Very serious business. It takes top scholars, takes a lot of thought and a lot of work. Not something we just
top scholars
and say we're going to do this. I'm serious about this. The legislators are serious about this. The people of Texas are serious about it.
Yeah.
Another thing I'd want to do. We're spending, by the way, guys, to put this in perspective, to all these whiny babies up in these blue states, oh, this is such a crisis. We normally spend $400 million a year on border security. We're spending over $4 billion of Texas taxpayer money, money we could spend on health care, on education.
$4 billion on illegal immigration. They're spending $4 billion on illegals coming into America. $4 billion. Can you make that up? Why don't they just enforce the law and deport them the way that Truman did?
These aren't really back in
hey, folks,
BCE.
The way that the way that Truman did under Operation Wetback. Is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. They're entertaining the very people that they're fleecing concerning the constituents. Now what's interesting to note, if anyone's paying attention, and right on cue, here comes the great American appeaser, Ted Cruz, who's now urging Abbott and DeSantis to send more illegals to three more, as he said, liberal spots, which in the end only enforce Joe Biden's agenda. What is it that you can't see, folks? And I'm talking about those that refuse to see the truth for what it is. What, the government has a law now to do the wrong thing in helping, aiding, and abetting illegals into the United States of America? No. Look at the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, you don't need a scholar to read the Constitution. Remember they did that with the Word of God? Remember only the bishops and the deacons could actually translate the Word because God ordained it? No, folks. That's called wielding control over the flocks. It doesn't take a scholar to understand the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. It's written plainly for a child to understand them. Okay? This is them trying to put themselves up. You know what, folks? And here's with all their accreditations. What good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth? Because I'm here to tell you, they all the well know what they're doing. And they're pushing forth a global agenda. And under the hand of God, they don't realize it, but they will soon enough, that this is judgment upon a nation where the Bible tells us that if we do not hearken to his commandments and keep his judgments and his statutes to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And I'm thinking of Deuteronomy 28 verse 63, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, then this is what you're going to get. There's a siege going on, folks. Your borders are open wide for illegals to come in. A siege means slow takeover. And why is this happening? Because his church does nothing to stand against the crimes of politicians and federal and state governments. That's why. And don't sit there and tell me Romans 13. Don't stick both your feet in your mouth that quickly. Because if that's what you went to, that's exactly what you're doing, is looking for an excuse to allow them and to support them as they continuously destroy your country. And it's exactly what they're doing. Read Romans 12:21 and show me anywhere in Scripture where we're supposed to bow to those that disobey the living God. No, we're supposed to stand up. That's why we're called Protestants. Okay? But you guys remember this, listening last week, fix the border or we'll bring the border to you. You folks, I can't even make this up. The stupid comments, and stupid is a word. Look at this right on the right here. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're so entertained by DeSantis and Abbott, they don't realize that they're pushing Joe Biden's agenda forward. To what? Infiltrate the United States of America, where they're made the head, and you at the end of the day will be made the tail. Do you understand what's going on here, friends? DeSantis is aiding and abetting. So is Abbott. He's aiding and abetting. This is called treason, folks. Luke 22:48, and also read, when you get a moment, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And folks, you can stick your head in the sand all that you want to, but the bottom line is, the higher and the more terrible becomes the price that must be paid to reclaim it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.